Coming in nice and chill today
into the shed,
which is where we want to be.
Yeah.
We don't want to be hot. You don't want to come in too hot.
Woo, woo, like with whistles and stuff.
Yeah, because you start building this momentum that you feel like you have to keep up.
Yeah.
And then when the natural part of the conversation, like the, I don't want to say dip, but the natural oscillation of conversation,
mm-hmm.
you kind of forgo it. You're like, no, I'm not going to. It has to be this because we're hot. So you forgo that oscillation and you don't get your natural conversation rest.
So we're chill.
Just chill.
Coming in chill.
In and out of things. We'll get hot. We'll get chill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to get cold. You just want to be chill.
Yeah.
Nice and chill.
I think that, like, I've been thinking about that a lot with the competition mindset.
Oh, yeah.
And like how you come into it. Like, I think I've been trying to come into it too aggressive. Like,
yeah.
But like. That, like, that's not how I approach anything, really.
Yeah.
You know, so I need to just, it's coming, like, it was like, oh, I'm so aggressive, but I don't care what happens. You know, whatever happens is fine.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
that,
yeah.
They couldn't mean that in that, like, aggressive, like,
yeah. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, whatever happens is fine. Like.
No, and it's really, you gotta just try to figure out how to, like, if you're a fun-loving person,
mm-hmm.
you kind of have to approach everything in a fun-loving way.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're playful, you got to be playful. Like not to say like when you're grappling with somebody, you got to like be like blinking
yeah,
their
no,
nose
no, no.
and like, you know, like flicking their ear and shit.
Yeah.
Like that's not what I'm saying.
But you're enjoying the craziness of the moment.
Enjoy
like
the chaos.
Chaos. Yeah.
Enjoy the chaos.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Get in there. Mix it up with the chaos.
Yeah. Because that lets you venture closer. I think that was the thing. Like if you don't. Then you try to do everything perfectly and you stay like you try to control everything and you can't control everything or like that's not even how I grapple. So like you have to enter the chaos and like be comfortable with being that close to the chaos at least like dabbling your toe in it like.
And that's the problem with coming in hot.
Yeah.
Because trying to keep that up instead of just flowing, you're trying to keep that up.
Yeah.
So your mental space is now. Working on something that's not even a part of this.
Yeah, that's so true. With like, yeah.
You know, it's you're created another obstacle.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to overcome that obstacle.
Yeah. You haven't even got to it yet.
While there is an obstacle trying to choke you.
Yeah, you better get there.
You've got enough obstacles.
Yeah.
You've got enough obstacles. I was coming well that sounded weird. It was like I was coming. Ah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was gonna say coming to some ridiculous conclusions. But that had a long pause after coming, after an ah.
Yeah.
I was sitting and I was in the shed pontificating.
Was this on Father's Day? Is this Father's Day?
Yeah, this is some Father's Day. Some, you know, I'm in here. I'm watching videos on YouTube, putting stuff together, connecting the dots,
uh-huh.
having one of those days.
Yes.
It's just something that, you know, it all aligns on certain days.
Yeah, I feel like we've given you a little space to think, too.
I've had a lot of space today. It's been pretty ridiculous. This Father's Day has been very gracious. It's been in a sense where it's like I get to just pop in.
It was chill.
Very
chill.
We
weren't like, oh, we're going to celebrate.
No.
It was like, listen, we're going to go and flow with this. We're
yeah.
going to chill all the way through this Father's Day.
I really enjoyed it. You went to the grocery store and didn't try to guilt me to come whatsoever.
No,
I was
didn't.
Like, I was like the whole time I was like helping you get ready. I was like, here it comes.
Yeah.
Like, here it comes. She's going to, I don't know what she's
nope.
going to say, but I'm going to have to tell her no. You know, so. Sitting here, I'm thinking. You know, I get on these kicks where I think about I'm like big about communication.
Okay.
Right, you know that about me. This is nothing new.
No.
It's been 19 years of this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like
mm-hmm.
I'm really big about communication.
Mm-hmm.
So, just sitting here ruminating on communication. I don't even know how I get into this. I'm at such a high level of. Picking apart communication, it's really hard for me to even explain what I was thinking about. mm-hmm. in that regard. It would have to be like seminars upon seminars of laying down groundwork of understanding mm-hmm. for you to get the level at which I understand communication.
Okay.
Just like you and anybody listening.
So what are you going to share with us laymen about communication that we will understand?
Well, this is just like a little mind exercise or it's just something like not a conspiracy theory, but just like something to consider as a possibility.
I feel like you're telling me like you might not get this. Like, don't worry. You might not get this, Ansley. You're not quite at that level. Are you setting me up?
No. It might sound a little hokey to begin with. Oh. But if you really consider it, if you really take a moment to consider it.
Let me open my mind.
Yeah, if you open your mind.
Mm-hmm. And anything else? Yeah.
You don't even have to open your mind to the level that I'm open-minded.
Okay.
You just have to open your mind for you. Okay. Right? Just open your mind. And just with an open mind, allow this to cascade.
Let it permeate in.
Yeah, into that hole. Okay. Into that open, into that gaping mind hole.
Okay. I'll give you my hole.
So I think that emojis might be not proof, but evidence that ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs weren't their only means of communication and a primitive means of communication it might even be proof that they were an advanced ancient civilization because they were so advanced. They advanced to the point where they were able to now communicate with these hieroglyphs are basically emojis.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? I see your face. Listeners can't see your face, but like, what is that face? What is behind that face right now in that gaping, open-minded hole?
That's all I wanted to talk about. And whatever you said, I was like, oh, you're going to put that in my hole?
Yeah.
That's all I could think about.
Okay. Right,
but you're putting this. No, I mean, okay. I get where you're coming from. Like, they're pictures. They're complex pictures, too. But like, emojis, like, we don't realize how weird our culture is.
Well, I mean, I just think about, like, if I don't know, there's, like, emoji art. Emojis are, like, taken over. Like, they're pop.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they they might end up in places where they might be, I don't know, cast in stone or iron or something sometime soon.
Yeah.
And say 1,000 years from now, somebody looks back on this civilization and they find emojis.
Yeah.
You know, like there's not too many things that we have carved in like permanent fixtures that aren't symbols.
Yeah.
Right? There's not a lot of words, not a lot, you know. So, like, basically, that's just like emojis. They're those represent things.
Yeah. Like you have to think about what people would find from our civilization if, like, after an apocalypse.
Yeah.
So, like, they'd find, what is it, the Washington Monument? Is that, no, what is the Abraham Lincoln sitting in the chair?
The Lincoln Memorial.
Lincoln Memorial. Like, that's a pretty crazy thing that they'd probably find.
He looks like a god.
Yeah, he's sitting in a giant, he's giant, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I've never been. Well, I've been. I have been. He
I think
big.
I've been, too, but yeah. I was little.
It was, like, big but not impressive.
Yeah.
But big.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, godlike.
And, like, that's what they'd find. Be like, this guy must be God.
Has to be. Has to be. And then if they like look at, you know, the if they're able to translate the writing, mm-hmm. it probably says something about freeing slaves on it. You know? I don't know. I don't read those things.
Not impressed with American history.
No. I went to DC for that the USA Today. It was a USA Today sponsored trip.
Mm-hmm.
Where they took kids from different schools.
You in high school?
Yeah, I was in high school.
You guys did all sorts of government-sponsored activities.
Yeah, I felt like we were like a government-sponsored activity experimental high school.
Yeah.
Because we did do a lot of that stuff. Like, we got a lot of weird opportunities because of that. Like, I was staying in a hotel over the weekend. You know, the school paid for it.
Yeah.
Or not the school. I think USA Today paid for it.
Yeah.
We went to USA Today headquarters and went up to their private suite up in the penthouse.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it was baller as fuck. Like, we went up there. They had a chocolate fountain going on.
What? Are you serious?
No bullshit.
And you got to partake in it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, everybody.
What, did you see any of the news anchors? Like, or did you see any?
I mean, no, it was USA Today, the newspaper.
Oh.
Yeah.
They had a chocolate fountain, though.
Chocolate fountain up in, yeah, Washington. Yeah, up at the top of it. And they said they do it, like, the, you know, white, they back and forth between white chocolate and black. They were, like, ahead of the curve on diversity.
Mm.
They do white chocolate. They do chocolate.
Yeah.
You know? And they mix it up.
Yeah.
Inclusivity. That was, like, that was back in like 1995. You know?
They're also doing multiple chocolate fountains, like as some sort of regularity.
One chocolate fountain, but they alternated between white and dark chocolate.
But that means they did this monthly or weekly or yearly. Like they chocolate fountained
gave
a lot.
They made the impression that it was daily.
Daily.
They had a daily chocolate fountain.
Oh,
going.
No.
I don't know if they were just trying to, you know, like make it seem like, you know, when you get to this level of the newspaper industry, it's opulent as fuck. Work hard, be a journalist, go America.
Yeah,
Like, I don't know if it was that or if, you know, it was USA Today, it was the 90s. They probably were getting down.
Yeah.
I think that was the 90s, like the mid-90s were an opulent time.
They were.
They definitely had a daily chocolate fountain.
That's crazy. I say, oh no, because I am not like, I wouldn't be able to handle that.
A daily chocolate fountain?
No. Nah. Do you think you'd? I don't think I'd get sick of it. I don't think I'd be like, oh, I've had so much fruit and chocolate. I just can't do it.
You know what's funny about it? Because I remember being there, and it was during a time when I was like training for track.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like I wanted it, but I had to stay away from it. And I kind of had this like felt familiar feeling, as if like I had been there every day for a year.
Yeah.
Dealing with the temptation of this chocolate fountain.
Yeah.
It was a really weird experience. I mean, I dipped the strawberry. I had a nibble.
Yeah.
It was delicious chocolate.
I bet.
It was opulent.
Yeah.
It was just creamy.
Oh.
Buttery, I think.
I don't know if I've ever gotten to do a chocolate fountain. I've seen them. I've been in places with them. But I don't know if I've ever done one.
Why, do you feel like they're too delicate and you might knock it over and there's free chocolate all over the place?
No,
because you're
a
baby Huey at public events and private parties?
I feel like I'd jump in it and have like chocolate on my hands and smear it on my face. Like, oh, guys, this is great.
It's like, that is a great way to explain to someone what I mean when I say that you're a baby Huey. Because sometimes it's like, it's hard to explain because like a lot, because we're a physical family and we do a lot of physical stuff. So it's like, it's hard to, you know, gauge with that, but it's like, yeah, I'll give you an example. Like if we go to a party and it's a chocolate fountain, I would have to look at her and say, listen, let me do that for you. Because who knows? Who knows? She's rough. She pushes hard. She would be trying to see how far she could push the strawberry into the fountain. You know, it's like, it's not Narnia. Stop trying to push deeply into that chocolate fountain. But, well, all right, I'm sorry I interrupted. What were you saying?
I don't know. That's all.
That's it. Yeah, no, but it was.
Oh, we were talking about D.C. and the things that would be left from our culture and how, like, the story.
There would be no
tell.
Chocolate fountains left over. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't know we were at that level.
Yeah.
They would only be trying to piece together how we communicated through these giant fucking statues.
Yeah, which is a weird thing.
It is.
Because that's art. And
it is.
You know, like, and then you're taking art literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that creates weird storylines.
Yeah, there are some weird, there would be some weird storylines. I think we got some weird storylines
from
history. You know? That's all I wanted to say. I know we talked about this before, but I didn't put that recording up. It was like too much work, and I was just like,
Our sad one? Our
tired one? The good one after that.
Really? Oh,
yeah. The tired one went up, and I'm a little disappointed about that, but whatever. Oh. We'll talk about that another day.
Okay.
But because it was just like, remember that, like, the piece
the
had to be added. You know,
all your information.
Yeah, we did research. So we did research after an episode because we were shamelessly underinformed about a topic that ended up being pretty hilarious.
But it wasn't that you were just underinformed. Like, it was not reported, the information.
Yeah, it was underreported. Yeah, I was typically underinformed. I wasn't more underinformed than I usually am about topics.
Yeah.
I was, like, casually underinformed like I usually am.
Just enough. Yeah, just enough to tell the story.
But it was, like, egregiously underreported.
Yeah.
You know, because they were trying so hard the article was trying so hard to paint this woman as this completely innocent victim that had the world working against her and humiliating her.
Well, she ended up. Do you give the end of the story before the beginning, or do you want to tell the whole story?
Well, yeah. Well, what do you think? What do you?
I want to tell the end of the story.
All right, go ahead.
She ended up at airport security, naked, having to squat and cough, or spread her butt cheeks and squat.
Yeah,
is where it ended.
Yeah,
and they reported the article in a way that made you think she did nothing wrong to end up here.
They just purely threw her into the room. Got her naked and told her to twerk.
Yeah.
That's what it makes it seem
which
like.
Which is, you can't do that because I need to know how one ends up at that point, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is why we tell each other stories, so that you don't end up in, like, they're cautionary tales.
They're cautionary
right?
tales. You're right. That's a cautionary tale right there.
Yeah.
Right there. Like, spread your butt cheeks and squat. That tail right there is cautionary. Yeah, get that squatted tail out of here. Yeah, that's a cautionary tale. And
they claimed it was, or the way they reported it was, because she had an unidentified object in the private region that they needed to.
She
had to take out.
They made it
prove.
Seem like it was because she was.
What was the language?
It was a common feminine hygiene product.
And it was, how did they say where it was located? That was another weirdly worded.
Yeah, they never said where it was.
But
they had
kept
to pull it out of where it was located.
Where it was located.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they never told you what it was located in.
They couldn't underreport it more.
Yeah.
I said, I don't even need you to use graphic language. Use newspaper language.
Yeah.
She had a tampon in her vagina. Boom.
Yeah.
Now I know what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, she had a common feminine hygiene product, which already
location.
Makes me think it's not common.
Yeah. Why didn't you just say what it was?
Yeah. I think it was like one of those like hippie products, honestly.
Yeah.
You know. Well,
I don't know. It doesn't make we went over this. It doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
They're leaving something out.
They also failed to neglect the fact. They also failed to mention they kind of glossed over the fact that she was picked up in the metal detector. Because she had like a hip replacement or something, or she
right.
had something with her hip.
Yeah.
But you were saying that people have to report that shit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you say, like, I'm not going to make it through this metal detector if you've got a hip or knee replacement.
Yeah, it's like I'm part cyborg.
So you're supposed to go to a different place. So, like, you know how with the kids, they always send me and the kids through the different metal detector than they send you through?
Wait, which one of us are cyborgs? What are you telling me right now?
Because they don't put kids in the same metal detector that everybody else goes in. And they send one chaperone with them. So me and the kids always go through a different metal detector than you do.
Yeah. I never noticed that.
I know. It's crazy when we're going through metal detectors.
It is. It's just chaos. It's
You're like, take off your shoes. Put this there. Put that there. Move it. And like,
yeah.
That's like a high stress situation to get all of us through.
It really is.
Airport security.
Like somebody could, like a bear... A bear could come,
yeah.
pick you all up, and walk away, and I'd never even notice it.
You'd be like, guys, get your bags.
Yeah. I don't even know who or what anywhere is until we're at the end and we got our bag. You know what I mean?
A lady could be in a room, or she could be right out there being told to squat.
Yeah, squat naked. It could be like right in front of us.
You have no idea.
They'd be like, yeah. What? You saw it where? It was next to me when I was putting my stuff in my pockets.
And that's why they have to tell us how not to end up in that location.
Yeah, no, definitely. That is a cautionary tale. Or, you know, let people know how they can end up in that situation.
If somebody's looking to have that happen?
Yeah, I want to, you know, get, you want to, you know. You know, I want to see. Maybe they want to see if they got it. Do I have what it takes to spread my butt cheeks and squat?
Maybe.
Like, I want
bucket list.
Or yeah, it could be like, I want to spread my butt cheeks and squat and have other people see it.
Yeah.
How can I do that in a way that doesn't violate my morals and ethics?
Yeah.
Right?
Or harm anybody, because I guess this is their job. They're getting paid to do this, so
yeah.
It's okay.
What is the best way that I can spread my butt cheeks and squat and have it be a victimless crime?
When you work at an airport and you're learning, like, these are the protocols for this behavior, and they get to the part where they're like, at this point, you need to tell the person to squat and spread their butt cheeks and squat. Like, how do you really get through that day of class? Like, okay.
Yeah.
I learned today.
You just got to come in and be like, all right, listen, before we get into this, grow the fuck up. Grow the fuck up. Grow the fuck up. All right. Here's how you look in the butt.
Because they have to tell you more. They have to. That's very delicate. Like, you can cross a line very quickly.
That's one of the main places that people try to hide things because they're not going to, they don't expect us to have the fortitude to look in their butt. We get in the butt.
Yeah. Imagine, I bet they found a ton of things in the butt.
In that lady's butt?
Not her specifically. I don't know. I don't think that she had anything. I don't think that she had anything that she was hiding. But that still doesn't mean that she didn't do any actions leading up to there that caused her to be in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. So I'm trying to if I can phrase this question, because I have to phrase this question in a way that it ambushes your mind. Uh-oh, right?
You're going to ambush my mind?
Yeah, I have to ambush your mind. So you have to answer as fast as possible as soon as I can phrase this question.
Okay. I'll close up my hole, my knowledge hole.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So things are like contraband. Most of the stuff that you're doing is contraband. You're trying to take something onto an airplane. Like, what is the biggest thing that you're willing to hide in your butt? That could be contraband. That you have to have.
Well, I saw them hide, like, one of those movies. They were, like, hiding bags, like, little balls of cocaine up their butt.
Yeah.
I think that would be the biggest.
You don't even do cocaine. Why are you putting cocaine in your butt?
I'm talking about things
in your life, like, your daily life. Like, you have to have this. Like, I'm glad I ambushed your mind for that. I really learned a lot about you. And the answer to that question, it was like, I saw on a TV they put cocaine in their butt, so that. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't think there's much that I was like, oh, I have to have that put in my butt. Like,
cocaine? You've never in your life even tried cocaine, and cocaine was your answer?
No, that's not what I thought you were talking about. Now it's embarrassing to explain.
No, you have to explain.
You were talking about what size of thing.
That's not a common denomination of size. That's not a reference point that people are like, oh, yeah, small bag of cocaine. Like that. Like, that's what she's talking about. So that anything that size.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So like a cue ball?
No.
See, I don't even know. I don't even know. That's like a ridiculous.
Wait, is there anything that you wouldn't put? Is there anything you'd put up your butt?
I don't know. First of all, it's a weird question that I postulated, you know, and it didn't quite ambush my mind, but it did. It did ambush my mind because it phrased in my mind the right way.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's one of those things that's hard to articulate, but it phrased in my mind the right way. And so I was like, cell phone, but how do you get a cell phone in your butt? So I had to go with something like, but like everything smaller than the cell phone, I don't really need.
What thing's bigger than a cell phone where you're like, it would be that, but I can't fit that in my butt?
I don't know. I don't take a lot of things.
No.
You know?
No, and you didn't put your pocket knife up your butt.
Ooh, pocket knife. Yeah. Swiss Army knife.
Okay.
I put that in my butt.
You put that in your butt?
Yeah.
Okay. Like
first of all, it already is contraband. I already could be putting it in my butt.
I'm wondering.
What am I talking about?
I'm going to go throw this out over here behind this plant, Ansley. I don't know what's going on. Remember how chaotic it is when you're going through the metal detectors at the airport with kids. It's crazy.
It's crazy
when
sure
it's just grown-ups. When you have three kids, it's crazy.
It is. It is. Man. Everything is moving so fast. Really, you're just trying to make sure that a kid isn't on the conveyor belt. You know what I mean? It's just like, are we just getting through here?
Because you have to, like, and you're also, like, fighting the line. It's always like, you know, like, you're, like, kind of pushing in line. You have to be because people will push ahead of you. It's hard to get kids to do that without pushing too much.
Yeah, you don't want to be the log jam.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
And you almost need a head start.
Yeah.
So the people in front of you are always going too slow.
Yeah.
And the people behind you were always coming too fast.
There was like a lady in a wheelchair that was going faster than us. We were like log jamming her. I remember that. We're like, we gotta go over here, kids.
Yeah.
Or there was like the two of us were next to each other and people were like, no, this is not happening.
Yeah. Man, that wasn't a good butt question.
You're
butt
gonna
question.
Ask me a better butt question or?
Well, I mean, like, I just wish that my brain, that's like one of those things. It's like the question in the ether of your mind, like everything's perfect.
Yeah.
And then when you try to say it, it's like now I'm trying to put this into words. It's not coming out right.
I feel like I would always feel that way as a comedian. Like, I think of things in my head, and I'm like, that'd be really funny. But, like, getting on, like, telling it is, yeah. like, how do you make it, how do you get it to come out how it is in your head?
See, that to me isn't necessarily communicating, like, a, because what I was also trying to communicate was an impulse of like, answer now.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And have
body language, the... This is the winning ticket.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The guy that try to manipulates
try to Darren Brown you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, put this in your butt now.
Yeah, and I'd be like, oh, shit, the grapes.
Yeah. I love grapes. I love grapes. Man, that's a good answer. Grapes. Now the ball's rolling. Avocados. Would you put an avocado in your butt if avocados are contraband?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Would you put grapes in your butt?
Yeah.
One grape at a time?
Yeah, I think so.
Would you wrap the grape in like saran wrap?
Yeah. Pop them up there.
Just pop them up there. Okay. Pop some grapes with the butt. If they were contraband. If we lived in a socialist society.
Yeah. Because
that's where it's going to be.
Yeah.
In the liberals' new socialist society, when everything goes to shit, grapes. Like, if you have, people would murder you for a grape.
Yeah.
We're going to have to walk around with grapes up our butt all the time. Like, all the time. Because we're grapes are a large part of our diet.
Yeah, I like really hope they're good for you.
Yeah. I guess like the word could still be out on grapes. I don't know if grapes are good
right?
for you. Are
like,
you about to look it up? Siri, are grapes good for you? I mean, I know they make dogs vomit.
Well, Rhonda Patrick says they have good things in them. Like, she eats grapes, so I'm kind of like
the skin.
Yeah, the isn't things. It. Riboflavin, or one of those type of words, like one of those nerd words.
Riboflavin, it is. It's an antifungal. I know that much.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We need antifungal.
Yeah, that's like. So going back to another conversation we had, you know, like trying to, like, I know it sounds right in my head, but I can't communicate it the right way. That must have been how that guy felt. Who was trying to communicate to his wife or girlfriend, his current wife or girlfriend, that he doesn't want her ex-husband just walking into their house.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I was walking home from the park with my kids.
Yeah.
And there was this couple outside. It looked like they were coming back from vacation, unpacking, unloading their car. And they were at the car having this discussion. I don't want to call it an argument.
No?
But you can't
but
have
loud
that
voices.
Discussion. It wasn't loud voice, but it was like, tense.
Yeah.
Okay. It was stern tones. You know what I mean? You can't not have that conversation without some emotion coming out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Because if you do, you've thought about it for way too long and there's already a culture that exists. So now you're trying to destroy a culture.
Yeah, this is a built up, like, dealing with it, and then you're like, nope, putting my foot down.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, you're ready to blow then.
Yeah, yeah.
You're putting your foot down.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. So what the guy was saying, he was saying, you treat him like he's, and then she interrupted and said, I treat him like he's the father of my children. And then he said, that doesn't mean he can be coming in my house without knocking and doing whatever he wants. And again, not again, for you, it's for us. For me, doing whatever you want means going in the refrigerator. Right? I think that's fair, right?
Yeah.
We determined that that's pretty much fair.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much the most disrespectful. I mean, taking a big shit, but, like, announcing it first.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I got to go take a big shit. I'll be right back, guys.
That'd be messed up.
It messed up to announce it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like.
Or messed up to be, like, saving it up for every time you went to the house.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't really explore other offenses.
I thought he said and going in the fridge. I thought that was
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was going in the fridge.
Yeah.
It was going in the fridge. That wasn't, okay. There was something else that we determined. I knew we determined something.
Yeah.
What we determined was that that guy was bullying the guy.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Because when you really think about what it means to just walk in somebody's house and look in their fridge, like, you're picking their best food. Nobody wants their leftovers eaten by their their significant other's ex. Like, yeah, ew. Like, yeah. Significant other's ex is not going to come in here and eat my leftovers that I'm looking forward to eating. Like,
yeah, because that was the question you asked. You were like, is he opening the fridge, or is he just opening the fridge, or is he getting food?
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, they're both very disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like, they're both a challenge to a fight.
Yeah.
Like, if I walk up in somebody's house, open their fridge and close it and just, like, look at them.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, yeah. And?
Yeah.
All right, kids, let's go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a bold move.
Yeah.
That's a bold move. But I'm sure that guy was like, and it's like, how, like, I got to communicate how disrespectful that is. But it's like, you got to talk to the dude.
Yeah. You do. Yeah. And like you say, you're obsessed with communication. You would explain it.
Yeah. It's like, guy, listen, don't be coming to my house, opening my refrigerator, closing it, and then looking me in the eye. Don't do that to me.
Yeah.
You know? Or don't, like, fucking come into my refrigerator, open it up, take out my veal parmesan, put it in the microwave, heat it up, and take a bite.
Right.
You know? Like, what are you doing? Like, are you getting a drink?
Yeah, you need, like, or is he going, because if he was going in the cupboards, that's snack food. And that's like, okay, yeah. Snack foods are for everybody. But in the fridge, like, things belong to certain people. And you're not even, like, you're not asking.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Like, if there's anything worth eating in the fridge, I want to eat it. Like, it's in there for a reason. It's not for you.
Even if it's a snack food, it's a snack food of limited quantity. Because it's in the fridge. It's not a lot of space.
Right, because it's not in the cupboard.
Cold
it's in
snack
the, yeah.
foods.
Limited.
You're always in, like, you know, like, pudding packs and you know what I mean?
People's fridge, like, we forget how special the fridge is, you know? Like, people didn't have fridges that long ago. And, like, then before that, people had cases of ice. And, like, they were like, oh, my God, this dude in the neighborhood, he's got an ice chest. Like, you're living a whole different life if you got an ice chest.
Yeah, that was big time. That was big time. But you always didn't fuck with people's food.
No, that's true. That's
you
true.
Know?
Yeah.
That's always been a sign
of
disrespect.
That's, yeah, the first. Yeah,
always.
First rule in the world.
But that's what the man was saying. He was like, you know, because they were like an old, not too much older than, maybe like 10 years or so older than us. Their kids were probably like 10 years or so older than ours, like 16, 13.
Oh, they're still
like
dealing with an ex?
I mean, probably recently. I don't know how recent of a relationship this is. I mean, that's probably a hard world to navigate.
Oh, yeah.
When you have children with another man and you're now dating and living with a different man.
And we were saying that might even be that ex's old home. Like, for all we know.
Yes.
Like, that guy could have moved in, and that's why he feels so comfortable going in the door without knocking, because this is his place.
But it's also, if that, I don't think we discussed this, though, but if that is the case, you're just doing that to remind the guy that this is your place.
Yeah, that you were here with this, like, family first, fucking this lady, raising these kids.
I started this. Yeah.
Yeah, you're filling in now, but.
Nothing you're doing is original. My dick did all of this before you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey, real quick, before I leave, did you fuck her here yet? Like, right here by the bay window. Did you fuck her here yet?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You got to fuck her here. Trust me. Just, like, walk out. Come on, kids, let's go.
As you got the leftovers in your hand, like. Yeah.
Love Ville Parmesan, man. Yeah. Nah, that's a tough one. I'm just, you know, lucky to not be in a situation where we're having that sort of personal dialogue as strangers are walking by. Like, slowly, like, you know, like, the kids are, like, looking at their lawn and shit, you know what I mean? And then not stop. Like, they continued that conversation with us.
They're like,
whatever. Like, right there.
Yeah.
Like, right there.
It had to be said. That man was putting his foot down. He had raised, like, he had gotten the courage to finally do this. And he was like you said, he was on vacation for a whole week. He didn't have to deal with this asshole coming in and out of his house. And he's like, I'm not going back to that lifestyle.
He's
not stopping on that conversation.
No, you're right.
To let that conversation go away.
I got the momentum going. It's really hard to articulate this anyway. I'm not going to start and stop this shit. Listen, brother, you you're gonna have to your kids are gonna have to know. It's like, it's all good now.
Yeah. 10 years.
Yeah, no, that shit is I don't know, man. It's like, man, you look at them and it's like, this isn't good.
If you ever break up with me in 10 years, I'm coming in your house like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going in your fridge, man. I'm doing it.
Listen, if we break up, every time I pick up my kids, I'm doing it with my shirt off. Every time I drop off or pick up the kids, shirtless. I don't care what temperature it is.
We live in some cold places.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, yeah, come on in. Come on in. Come on in. That's a weird. That's just something you don't even really consider. Like, how are we going to work well together at post this shit?
No, who can claim they are? Like,
yeah.
You can't say that you are. You don't know. Like, that stuff could get real messy.
Yeah, because that is a fucked up thing he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just walking into that house right there.
Yeah.
Like, because he's also doing that to her, too, because that's their relationship.
Yeah, he's disrespecting everybody.
He's got to know they talk about that when he leaves.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So
he's just trying to be a jerk. He's just. Yeah.
I bet you they probably separated because he cheated.
Hmm.
So it wasn't like she didn't want to really be done with him.
Yeah, yeah.
He ended the relationship on an ethical note.
Yeah.
You know, and she just couldn't be with him anymore.
Yeah.
She probably would rather be with him.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I didn't see the other guy, of course. I saw the guy she was with then. He's a chunk. He was a chunky dude.
Yeah.
All red from vacation. Like, just like beet red. Hadn't turned into a tan yet.
And this was her, like, if this was her husband that these kids were from, like, they'd been together for a good, like, 15 years, maybe.
Yeah.
So, like, they had each other back when they were still young before they started, like, letting everything go.
Yeah.
So they at least have that memory. That yeah.
Like, even though he's also a chunk, too, but she remembers when he had a six pack.
Yeah. And he knows that the current boyfriend knows that she was with him when he had a six pack. You know, like he's got that knowledge. Like,
yeah. And all the, like, just the little traces, not traces, but just like little memories of places he probably had sex with his current in the house he lives in.
They probably still have pictures of him up on, like, with her and the kids, like, from, like, old, like, family memories.
I bet they do.
Up around the house. He's going to walk around his house and see this man's face.
That's not far off. A woman that is just letting her ex-husband just walk into her new house with her new man.
Yeah.
Probably does still have pictures of him up.
It's a family.
Yeah.
The kids need to see.
Oh, man. That is a world that I really hope to not have to navigate. That is insane.
Yeah.
That's insane, man.
I remember when my dad, his new relationship in the house, like, she put pictures of our family away and pictures of them up together.
Yeah.
And I was like, I put those pictures away and put the other ones back out. Because I was like 18.
Say that again. Wait, what happened again?
So when my dad got remarried.
Yeah.
She took pictures of our family and put them away, put pictures of her and my dad out.
Yeah.
And I saw that. I was like in college.
Yeah.
I was a little bitter about everything. I took those pictures and put them away and put the family pictures back out.
Woo! That's a bold move right there. It's like, you're not erasing me and my family from this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird...
It was a weird dynamic. And that was just like a child, like a grown child dynamic, you know? Yeah. Like,
yeah, that was, you challenged that woman to a fight.
I did.
You did. Went all up in her fridge.
In out of that house. Never knocking.
Yeah, that's funny. That is the kind of immature stuff you do when you're a child. You don't understand. Yeah, and that's like, I mean, you know, you can't see your parent as a person.
Yeah.
That needs to move on somehow, some way. Yeah. You know, it's like.
These people are trying to build a life together. Like, you know, like, you're not respecting that. Like.
Yeah, no, hell no. This is about me in this current stage of life that I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. I feel pretty good about what we've covered so far.
Mm-hmm.
We're 47 minutes deep.
Mm-hmm. Well, happy Father's Day, Sydney.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Again, that deserve it.
That deserve it.
If you're hearing this and you don't deserve a happy Father's Day, you know, you kick rocks.
Yeah.
Kick fucking rocks, dude. Because it's like also, you know.
I love how Father's Day comes with that disclaimer. Like Mother's Day, people are starting to say it, but it's like, I feel like fathers always get that. Moms, it's like, happy Mother's Day. You know, being a mom's hard. You got this.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I think the good dad is more rare.
Yeah.
You know, like
it's like the unicorn.
At least if in the perception wise, like anytime a dad is being a their dad, like an in the picture dad, it's like, oh my God, he's such a good dad.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's a lot. It's, I guess, the deadbeat dad is really,
yeah,
what most dads, I guess, are. I mean, but it's just like, again, why you should consider yourself lucky that you have a man that is worthy of a happy Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. good pick.
You're welcome. And our present to you was to give you space.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'll unwrap that gift anytime you want to throw it up my way. Yeah, that's beautiful. Beautiful. So, I don't know. I think we're good. I think we explored enough avenues here.
Mm-hmm.
No segments. We just flowed.
Flewed all the way down.
All the way. And now we have a new word. We flewed.
Mm-hmm. Fancy. I like that
it's
word.
Flewed. It's a good word, right?
Mm-hmm. Flewed.
It's like it should kind of be the word for what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know, it just flewed. It was, it almost sounds like Dutch or German.
Uh-huh.
It just flewed. Oh, it was beautiful. When we met and we hit it off and we went here and went there, everything just flewed together. Yeah. All right. So thank you for listening to Jack Bros, episode number 68. Oh, man. This was, first of all, good episode. I think I'm going to delete that last episode. I didn't like it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't like
do
it.
Do what you do.
And we got to do something big for episode 69 because that's the kind of people we are.
Butt stuff.
Yeah, we're going to butt stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 69, we are going to spread our butt cheeks, squat, and go butt to butt, or look each other, look each other square in the eyes. What are we going to do? We're going to spread our butt cheeks, squat, and how are we going to position ourselves? First of all, we're definitely going to position each other north and south. We're going to be north and south, like facing north and south. I think I'll be in the north, we'll be in the south. I don't know. We'll determine that through rock, paper, scissors when the time is right.
Mm-hmm.
But are we going to be face to face or spread squat butt cheek to spread squat butt cheek?
If we're north and south, we can't be face to face and butt cheek to butt cheek.
Yeah, we can still be oriented north and south. Like our so if we are face to face, our butt will be, my butt will be north, your butt will be south. If we were butt to butt.
You mean like in like the polar north sense of
yeah,
the way?
Yeah, there has to be.
Oh, why do we have to be north and south?
That's the way the ancients did it.
Oh.
All of their rituals were aligned with magnetic north and south.
Gotcha. Okay, because I was confused because I thought you were saying 69 and then like north and south, I thought was the way you were saying.
You
like
can't 69 butt the butt? What the hell kind of yoga have you been practicing? What are you talking about? Where, oh, goodness, get your head out of the gutter in the adjacent gutter where I'm trying to do this.
I think we should be face to face.
Face to face?
Mm-hmm, it's intimate.
It is intimate. That's love.
Yeah, that is love.
Yeah, that's love. That's love. We love each other. All right. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Episode 69, from what we just determined, is going to be a doozy. Better tune in. Listen, if you didn't listen to episode number 67, I'm not even going to label, I'm not even going to renumber them.
Okay.
This is going to be 68, 66.
Okay.
Right? That's just what it's going to be.
That's what it's going
to
be.
Right?
Okay.
If you didn't get a chance to listen to episode 67, you missed out.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't the best. It's not how I want to be represented out as a podcast.
Okay.
So, but yeah, 69 is going to be fun.
You.